News Talk 1620 WTAW is advertised. Sandy Ferris here from the Downtown Brine Association. All wrapped up. Yes, it can be as cold in here as it is out there.
Well, you were right about the weather. We are hoping with all of the rain and all of the cold weather we had that people are ready to come outside. So we have a lot planned for them this weekend and actually all month long.
Well, let's get started. Friday is tomorrow.
First Friday kicks off tomorrow for February. We've got a lot of entertainment. Starting at 6 o'clock at the Palace Theater, the Rutter High School Orchestra will be playing. Then we're going to have a free movie. We're going to show Jumanji, which was a movie from some years ago. Robin Williams is in it. It's a pretty fun movie. That will start at 6:45. Following that will be a free concert by the Vintage Ramekins, and we are partnering with the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball for that. So we appreciate them bringing that group for a free concert.
In fact, this would be the latest example of what y'all are doing at Downtown Brine Association to partner with other organizations and really kind of cross-pollinate each other.
That's exactly right. It's very beneficial for some of us, some of the different groups to share time and efforts, so we're happy to provide that venue for the Cattle Barons Ball this year. Valentine's Day is also around the corner. Before I get to that, I'm getting ahead because there's so much going on. Finishing out First Friday, we've got the usual musicians. We've got the Order of Aggie Illusionist Magicians that will be downtown tomorrow. Lots of stores have specials. They're clearing out winter items and bringing in new spring things. You can have your photo booth. There's a Valentine's Day photo booth that will be there. Also, you might see a large group of bicyclists. The Bike 979 and the TAMU Tactical Urbanism Group. They're going to ride bicycles in one mass group from the A&M campus to downtown Brine. And I understand they have a Facebook page, so you can look that up if you're interested in joining.
And watch out then as a motorist then for
yes.
for that group coming into town then.
Yes, and since you mentioned motorist, the parking garage is just a block away from downtown. That's always a great option for parking for First Friday. A lot of people think they don't realize that parking garage is there, so take advantage of that. So moving on to Saturday, we have the second annual Mardi Gras event in downtown. This is a very family-friendly Mardi Gras. We have lots of kids' games, mask making, face painting, crawfish races. Kicks off at 10 a.m. at the Palace Theater. If you want a Mardi Gras shirt, we have a limited edition shirt. They're different each year. Those will be for sale at the Palace. There will be horse and carriage rides, king cake all over the place. You'll find lots of that. And then about 5 o'clock, Greg Tivis and his jazz band are going to have a sidewalk walking parade. And they'll wind their way through downtown. So we're encouraging people to decorate umbrellas, dress up, you know, whatever they want to do. It's just a lot of fun. And then Greg and his group will have a free jazz concert at 6 p.m. at the Palace, in about 2 hours. And if you've ever had the chance to hear him, that is probably the most authentic New Orleans jazz you can find in this area. So it's a great opportunity. Again, it's free. So,
and again, emphasizing there's things in the evening on Saturday, but it really begins, you said, 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. on Saturday morning. So the entire downtown will be involved. A lot of the stores are hosting activities and having specials. There's crawfish boils going on, drink specials, just all sorts of things. But again, we really welcome the families to come down because that's a time that they can get together and do something fun.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Brine Association and letting you take a breath because you've now taken care of the first weekend in February.
That's right. Now on to Valentine's Day. Next Friday, the 13th, and Valentine's Day, Saturday the 14th, we will host a Valentine's Day double feature movies at the Palace. Ticketed event, but it's just $5. We're going to have some soft drinks available inside. That will start at 7 p.m. with My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to show Moonstruck. So we had a double feature for both nights to give people a chance to go out to eat either before or after. And we just encourage people to come down. We've already seen a little bit of the 10-day forecast, so I think the weather will hold out. So if people want to bring blankets, that's fine. But we had a pretty good group last year for it. We've been doing this about 3 or 4 years now. So cheap date if you're looking for that. Also in February, if people will remember, we had the big event Monumental about a year and a half ago, actually won an award from the Texas Downtown Association for that event. February 16th, Monumental applications will be available. That's going to kick off. There will be a period of time where we will accept applications. Then we will go to Bryan Iron and Metal one Saturday in March. Teams can collect all the scrap metal they can put into a bin, and then we will give them about 3 weeks to build a sculpture from that scrap metal. And the theme this year is the elements: fire, earth, water, and air. And they're not going to be quite as large as they were the first time. We figured out that trying to find a way to move a 500-pound metal statue was a little difficult, so this time we're going to have a limit of about 100 pounds on them. So these will be things that people would want to put in their gardens or maybe even indoors. So that will end with the Downtown Street and Art Fair, which is in April. But we'll be talking a lot more about that as time goes on.
But time to get the creative juices flowing.
Yes, start thinking about that. We do have one other event in February, the very end of the month, on Saturday the 28th. Again, another partnership with the Confucius Institute at Texas A&M. They are going to bring their Lunar New Year event downtown. And this is going to be a lot of fun. Lots of displays, interactive activities, and the Confucius Institute is bringing the Golden Dragon Dance Troupe from Houston. And I've actually seen a video of this. These are, I think they're more acrobats than anything. They jump up on pedestals. They're in costume. It's pretty interesting to see. We will also have some students from the Kickstart program at Bryan ISD who will be doing demonstrations at the Palace all day. So, again, we'll talk about that more as the time comes closer.
Still a couple of minutes. Going to try to bribe Sandy into some other things as far as ongoing projects. What's happening with the Queen? What's happening with the Ice House?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the Queen. Actually, this afternoon, a few of us met with an architect who is working on the plans for that, and we are very near the point where we will start heavy-duty construction on the inside. It stalled for a little bit during the wintertime, but it's looking really exciting. It is going to be unlike anything else that we have in this area. It will be a perfect complement to downtown as far as event venues go. It will fit. We can probably have a capacity of around 140 to maybe a little bit more for special events. We are looking at doing movie series, classic movie series, dinner theater. It will be available to rent for conferences, rehearsals, receptions, recitals. So I'm hoping that we will have that facility open before the end of the year. That might be really ambitious, but...
You've got some people with the Queen who I know since I've been here almost 5 years, they've wanted that to happen. So it's nice to see that light growing larger at the end of that tunnel.
Yes, and we've got people waiting who have volunteered labor and materials, so they are just waiting for the plans and everything to get going. So we're excited about that.
And then at the Ice House and other locations around downtown?
I don't know details about the Ice House other than there is a company that is working on plans for that. I think they've got some direction from the city on timelines, so I don't really know for sure everything that's going to happen there. But, we see every month new businesses opening, a lot of interest in downtown, so I know there's some new businesses coming online within the next couple of months. Can't say what they are just yet, but downtown, I'm always amazed at the people who come for a First Friday and tell us that this is the first time they've ever been there, and they've lived in the community 20, 30 years. It's a unique place. There's lots to do, plenty of parking. Some people think there's no parking, but there is plenty of parking. I just encourage people, if they haven't made the effort to come down, it is less than 5 miles from Texas A&M, so it's not that far. And we've got...
Well, the bicycles will tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, just distance-wise, for our Christmas parade, I think I mentioned this before, you can start on the north end on Bryan Street, go all the way down to 28th, go back down to where you started, down Main Street, and that's less than a mile. So it's not that large of an area geographically, but... if you haven't been in a while, it's time to come back.
and a reminder about social media to stay on top of things.
Facebook at Historic Downtown Bryan. Our website is downtownbryan.com. And we typically create event pages on Facebook for all these different events. So if you just do a quick search for anything I've talked about, First Friday, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, you will find those pages as well.
Thank you for letting me tackle all these things
Thank
this
you.
Evening.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris is with the Downtown Bryan Association with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.